Good evening. The theme of tonight's service, as Julie's already said, is loyal love. Ask you a question. Have you ever heard anyone say, have you ever heard it said to you, or have you ever said it to anybody, the feeling's gone, I don't love you anymore? All right? It's something that you do hear quite a lot of. What do you say to something like that? Well, actually, you reply with one word. All right? The one word you reply to that is Boston. Yeah, everybody's looking at me now thinking, what? The reply to that is Boston. Boston was a group, sort of 80s or so. If you're really young, it's just gone straight over your head. If you're sort of as old as me or a little bit younger, it'll sort of connect. And apart from, the guitar riff in it isn't one of your classical guitar riffs, okay? It's, you have this sort of top ranking guitar riffs. It's not one of those, but it is instantly recognisable. It is evocative, and as soon as it starts playing, if you've heard it before, you'll be there on the air guitar or the air drums. Okay? The one word you reply, if somebody says, I don't love you anymore, the feeling's gone, is Boston. Stephen, could you run the PowerPoint, please? Show your age. I want you to be truthful, all right? I want you to be truthful here. If you recognize that, you put your hand up. Yes, you've heard it, yes. And if you haven't put your hand up, you probably have somewhere, all right? Boston was the name of the group, and the song was More Than a Feeling. Okay, that is the response to somebody who says, I don't love you anymore, the feeling's gone. The answer is, it's more than a feeling. You know, God, when he spoke to his prophets, sometimes asked them to do some crazy stuff. Look through the Old Testament, and the things that he asked them to do, you sort of look at and think, well, if God said that to me, I'd think, actually, that's not God. All right? One of the weirdest things, one of the strangest things, in fact, it's so crazy, some commentators have said he didn't actually do it. And that's in Hosea. All right, in the first chapter of Hosea, verse 2, I'll give you the tame version, which is the NIV. If you want to see the untamed version, go and look up the Message version. All right, because of the mixed audience, I won't actually give you that. But you have a look at the Message version of Hosea chapter 1, verse 2. The NIV puts it like this. When the Lord began to speak through Hosea, the Lord said to him, go marry a promiscuous woman and have children with her, for like an adulterous wife, this land is guilty of unfaithfulness to the Lord. God can be downright shocking. God tells the truth, and he tells it like it is. He tells Hosea to marry someone who he knows will disappoint him. He tells Hosea to marry someone who he knows is not going to be faithful. He tells Hosea to marry someone he knows will let him down. He tells Hosea to marry someone who he knows will drag his name through the dirt. Why? Why on earth would he do something like that? For a very simple reason. God said, that's like me with you lot. I've put my love on you, and you have been unfaithful to me. I love you, and you don't love me back. I do great things for you, and you throw it in my face. I look after you, and what do? You just go running off to any false gods that you can find. And then in Hosea chapter 3, in verse 1, this is what God says. God ordered me, start all over. Love your wife again, your wife who is in bed with her latest boyfriend, your cheating wife. Love her the way that I, God, love the Israelite people, even as they flirt and party with every god that takes their fancy. Love the way that I, God, love you. God is getting across the very simple point that his love is not fickle. God is getting across something that says his love will not soon change. God is wanting to get across the fact that his love is more than a feeling. It's reliable. It's firm. It's enduring. The psalmist in Psalm 89 verse 2 said this, I will declare that your love stands firm forever, that you have established your faithfulness in heaven itself. The Message version says, I'll never quit telling the story of your love, how you built the cosmos, guaranteed everything in it. Your love has always been our life's foundation, and your fidelity has been the roof over our world. How did God feel? He felt disgusted with the Israelites. He said, look what I've done for you, and how do you treat me? Love is so much more than a feeling, because God's feeling towards the Israelites wasn't very good, but he still loved them. Because his love is constant, his love is reliable, his love is determined, and his love is dependable. It never changes. It's something that we can build our lives on. It's something we can rely on. Through depths of despair, through mountaintop experiences, his love never changes. We were singing, your love never fails, never runs out, never gives up on me. Our love should be like God's love. We should love God, and we should love people in exactly the same way that he loves us. And yet, consistency is something that you don't sort of often associate with people. It's not a normal human characteristic, you might say, to the extent that when we want to talk about consistency, we talk about animals, we talk about doggedness. You know, these stories of these dogs that have sort of got left behind wherever, and they've tracked sort of hundreds of miles because they're going to their master, no matter what. They're determined. They're going to get there. They're going to get back to their home. We need to be dogged in our love. God hunts us down with his love. He's dogged and determined with us. And he wants us to be exactly the same. He wants us to be reliable. He wants us to be steadfast. You know, the definition of doggedness is a steadfast endurance to an opinion, purpose, or course of action. We need to be steadfast. And we need to adhere, stick like glue, strongest glue you can think of, two-part epoxy, Gorilla Glue, whatever it is. When it's there, no nails, it's not coming off. You know, you pull it off and half the wall comes with it. That is how God wants us to be with our love. Stickability, yeah? Glueability, remainability, whatever you like to call it, doggedness. But that is how God is with us, and that's what he expects us to be in return. He has loyal love, because love is so much more than a feeling. God says, be loyal in your love. Be determined in your love. Be dependable in your love. Be reliable in your love. Because God shows us the ultimate example. Then he turns around to us and says, go and do likewise. Let's do it, because it's more than a feeling.